Pacific Northwest Ballet has performed in a lot of places, but today the dance company will be on a new stage, a King County Superior Courtroom. PNB wants a judge to settle a dispute with Sound Transit. KUOW's arts and culture reporter Marcy Silman has more.
2 years ago, when Sound Transit got the go-ahead to expand light rail east of downtown Bellevue, it was great news for mass transit commuters. But expanding light rail on the east side was a big setback for Pacific Northwest Ballet. Sound Transit told the dance company it had to move its Bellevue Ballet School, which is located right in the path of the new light rail line. The school's in a former warehouse that PNB rented and renovated in 2002. Sound Transit has offered just under $4 million to help PNB offset relocation costs. But PNB Executive Director Ellen Walker says that's not enough to replace the school. Walker says Sound Transit should have appraised the building as a cultural asset instead of a warehouse.
You can't buy and sell a ballet school on the open market, and so we should have been evaluated differently than we were. And our appraisal, therefore, should have been done not using traditional market methods, but as a special use building.
PNB is asking a Superior Court judge to make Sound Transit reappraise its initial assessment. Sound Transit's new chief executive officer, Peter Rogoff, says it's unfortunate that PNB and his agency have not been able to reach an agreement outside a courtroom.
We very much want to the same thing that they want, and that is for PNB to have the same very high-quality facility once we complete the light rail system as they have today.
Rogoff's been on the job less than 2 weeks. He says his staff is reviewing new information, and he hopes both sides of the dispute will come together for more talks. PNB is scheduled to move out of the East Side School on August 1st. It has no new location yet. I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.